Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I certainly did.
And were you impressed?
It was a good Tuesday puzzle. Different. The theme was especially different.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Uh-huh.
Care to explain?
Okay. 39 across was the crux of the theme. What you might do after some financial trading or in this puzzle. And the answer ran all the way across the entire puzzle horizontally. And the answer was corner the market. What you might do after some financial trading, corner the market. And so then if you looked in the corners of the puzzle, there were 9 squares that were grayed. And those 9 squares, if you filled out the puzzle correctly, included the letters that would spell out the market in each one. And so corner the market in each of the corners were the letters that you could use to corner the market.
Yep.
The market was in each corner.
That
so very, very interesting.
That would not have been easy to make.
No, I don't think so.
And how they even thought, you know, to I wonder where that inspiration came from.
Yeah, I know. It just very clever. But the puzzle itself, I didn't think was too difficult. I finished it in 12:22.
Ha! Beat you by 5 seconds.
Oh, really?
Victory.
12:17.
12:17.
Uh huh.
So. Yeah, I didn't have too much trouble with it either. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of places I wasn't sure how to spell 11 down. The villain in the Book of Esther, Haman.
Haman.
Or Haman. I was thinking H-A-M-E-N.
Oh, uh-huh.
But then 23 across was funders of many campaign ads in brief, and it made more sense for that to be PAX rather than PEX.
Yes, uh-huh, definitely.
And 10 across, I guess I don't know the difference between hone and wet, because the clue was put an edge on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be hone.
I thought it was going to be trim.
Put an edge on would be to trim. Okay, that would also make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out it was wet. Mm-hmm. See, because hone is sharpen a blade. He was carefully honing the curved blade.
Uh-huh.
So that means to sharpen something.
Right.
Whereas wet means sharpen the blade of a tool or weapon. So they actually, it was fine for me to be saying hone. I just wet as.
It didn't help you to finish it the puzzle.
No, it sort of, because 10 down was the 1980 Devo hit, which would have been H. Hippet.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there was the dreaded villain in Esther, Oamen. Yes.
Nope, the answer was wet.
Mm-hmm.
W-H-E-T, not W-E-T.
I think one scary moment that I had, 45 across, the clue was cried just before the guest of honor arrives at a surprise party, and it was 4 letters, and I'm thinking, oh no, it's going to be psst again.
Oh.
That would be P-S-S-T, listeners, for those of you who haven't been listening to the last couple of episodes, we remarked that PSST was showing up a lot, and I thought they were going to go for the trifecta.
Uh-huh.
But no, it was hide.
Mm-hmm. Which makes much more sense than psst.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. But
it's like, oh, they're coming.
Psst. Well, in case someone was like, at the door, they wanted to get their attention without making a lot of noise to drag them away from the door. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
46 across. Let's see. A pun is said to be the lowest form of this. I always thought it was a pun is the lowest form of humor.
Yes, me too.
So I tried to fit humor into the 3 letters and it didn't go well.
No.
But wit worked quite well.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that did throw me too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, humor. Nope.
The lowest form of wit. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anyone say that.
Mm-mm, me either.
But, and 50 across, key of Bach, the art of fugue. Well, I'm in a hurry, so I just went G major and kept moving because I didn't know what it was. And then eventually I thought, it's going to be, you know, it's always major or minor, of course, have the same number of letters.
Uh-huh.
And so it turned out to be D minor.
Uh-huh.
Moonstruck, 62 across. The answer was in love.
Right.
I just, that didn't really resonate. It took me a while to sort of dig that out.
Uh-huh.
But
speaking of dig out, a word I've never seen before was 41 down. Cultivate a garden plot, rototill.
You've never seen it in the crossword.
Never seen it in the crossword,
but you've
no.
Seen it in the garden.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But, yeah, that was a new word for me in a crossword.
A very earthy clue there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, that was a pun.
Mm-hmm.
So lowest form of wit.
Yeah. It is pretty impressive just to take a look at all the four corners where they managed to get variations, rearrangements of the market to spell different letters.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, nice job. This was by, let's see, who wrote this? Trip Payne.
Uh-huh. Good job, Trip.
Good job, Trip. So, Trip is an excellent segue into Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
So, it's very kind of Trip to help with that.
Uh-huh.
So, it's Triplet Tuesday, everyone.
Do, 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 do.
For those of you who are new to the podcast, the way this works is that we have three clues. No, we have three answers, three letter answers, and we're going to provide three clues for each of those answers in decreasing order of difficulty. And if the person can guess the answer, they win. If not, they get a raspberry, something like that. I believe those are the rules. Uh-huh. So, I believe I'm in the hot seat tonight.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
First one.
Yes.
Leader of ancient Troy.
Leader of ancient Troy. Tau.
Yes. Yes. Whoa.
Got it in one.
What if I had said blank lepton, subatomic particle?
Tau lepton.
Would you have known that?
I don't. I maybe. I guess I can't tell now because I know it.
Uh-huh. And the last one I had was sigma follower.
Oh, yeah.
That, in order, it would be sigma tau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There were also many that related to fraternities and sororities. So.
Those I would have found a lot harder.
Oh, really?
Well, because there are, what, 24 Greek letters? Could have been any of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, any of the three-letter ones.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ada.
All right. Here's the second one.
Okay.
John, who explored northern Canada.
John. Oh, wait. It's got to be three letters. Okay, because I was going for Jean Cartier.
No.
John, who explored northern Canada?
Mm-hmm. You're Canadian. You should know this.
John. It isn't Lou, is it?
Nope.
Isn't a trick on. Let's see, John. Good grief.
Second clue.
What, John Bay. Hudson's Bay isn't actually named after Hudson's, it's Bay. No. Okay, all right, okay.
The Facts of Life actress.
Oh, B.
No.
Sarah B or something.
Nope.
The Facts of Life actress. You're giving me a popular culture reference, you know I won't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sally Field, title role, Norma Blank.
Ray.
Ray, yes. R-A-E.
Yeah, so John Ray?
John Ray explored northern Canada and the Arctic.
So like when? Like last year?
No.
I mean, I've never heard of that.
And the Facts of Life actress was Charlotte Ray.
Yeah. That was tough. Okay.
But you got it. Okay. Here's the third one. First clue. Bit of crying.
Bit of crying. Sob?
No.
Okay, wait. Just
playful suffix with any.
Playful suffix with any. Way.
Nope. Lead in to boy or follower of you, spelled Y-O-O.
Don't know.
Oh, you do too.
I don't.
You. You.
Who.
Who, yes.
Who boy? What
no.
was the first one?
Yeah, who boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you who. Or a bit of crying, boo-hoo, or playful suffix of any. I thought for sure you'd get that because you say that all the time.
Anywho?
Anywho.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to what I say.
Maybe you spelled it W-H-O, anywho.
That was tough.
Sorry.
All right.
Anyway, well, 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. I sort of got the third after you waved. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I think that's it for today then.
Okay.
We will wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Okay.
And we will see all of you again tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.